Look around you. Every product you see has typography on it. Every product you see has letter forms on it. How many times have you purchased something because of the way it looks or the lettering on it? How many times have you purchased a book because of the cover? How many times have you purchased a notebook because it has a beautiful lettering on the cover? How many times have you purchased anything that has typography on it just because of the shape of those letter forms? So the value of your craft resides in this, making something appealing to someone. And making something appealing to someone means that this person is gonna buy that thing, purchase that thing, sign up for that thing. So this is a tangible result of your creativity. This is a tangible result of the work that you create. By creating that piece of lettering that is being stamped or printed on that notebook, you drive sales to that company. And that is the value of your work. And this is what you need to communicate to your potential clients. This is the value that will make a difference in their profit. Welcome to Open Studio Podcast, a space for lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives who are determined to thrive in their passion. I'm Martina Flora, and I've been through the ups and downs of building a successful creative business. From struggling to make ends meet to achieving my dream of becoming an award-winning lettering designer, I've learned valuable lessons along the way. Now, I'm here to share those lessons, strategies, and tips so that your journey can be smoother. Whether you're looking to turn your passion into a career or want insights to boost your creative business, this podcast is your guide. Join me on the Open Studio Podcast and let's make your creative dreams a reality. Welcome to another episode of Open Studio. I'm your host, Martina Flor, and today we are diving into a topic that's on the mind of many graphic artists. And today I'm going to speak specifically to lettering artists, which is making money in lettering design. Now, I want to give you a quick heads up before we get started. Today is the last day to join the lettering seminar, my signature program. If you're curious about it, I've covered all the details of the program in episode 146, which is the previous episode. So if you're wondering what is it about and what is Martina talking about, you can go check that one out. And over the past few months, my team and I have been hard at work upgrading the program to turn it into the number one lettering design program in the world. So if you're interested, you can check it out right now at thelettering seminar.com. Registrations are closing on April 16th at 11:59 p.m. So depending on when you're listening to this episode, it may be in the next couple of minutes. So I recommend you to go check it out at thelettering seminar.com. And today I want to talk about turning your passion for lettering into income and even a profitable career, because this is one of the significant additions we have made to the program this year, and I want to give you a taste of it. So let's dive in. One of the first steps in making money in lettering design is understanding the value of your craft. Many aspiring artists underestimate the worth of their work, but it is really essential to recognize the skill, time, and creativity that goes into creating beautiful lettering pieces. And as a lettering artist or graphic designer, you have a unique ability to convey messages and tell stories through your work, and specifically through your lettering. And let me tell you that the work you create holds an immense value for your clients and customers. And this is not just saying. I'm not just saying because I believe in the value of creativity and the, you know, creating artwork with lettering, but also there's a tangible value to the work that you create. First, let's start by an exercise. Look around you. Every product you see has typography on it. Every product you see has letter forms on it. How many times have you purchased something because of the way it looks or the lettering on it? How many times have you purchased a book because of the cover? How many times have you purchased a notebook because it has a beautiful lettering on the cover? How many times have you purchased anything that has typography on it just because of the shape of those letter forms? So the value of your craft resides in this, making something appealing to someone. And making something appealing to someone means that this person is gonna buy that thing, purchase that thing, sign up for that thing. So this is a tangible result of your creativity. This is a tangible result of the work that you create. By creating that piece of lettering that is being stamped or printed on that notebook, you drive sales to that company. And that is the value of your work. And this is what you need to communicate to your potential clients. This is the value that will make a difference in their profit. And there's something really particular about the craft of lettering, and is that it is the craft of shaping messages and language. So you're not just selling letter forms, you are selling a story. You're selling, if you're designing that logotype, you're selling a brand identity, or you are designing that piece of art that really has a meaning for your clients. So by creating your artwork, you are communicating concepts, you are putting across a message, you are connecting with a certain audience and with a certain reader. And that is an essential difference between lettering and other art forms, that lettering works with language and it always involves a message. So what you're doing here is that you're shaping a message. And you will agree with me when I say that the way you say something has a strong impact in how that message comes across. So it's not the same way to say something in one way than another. And this is why your work has or holds immense value for your customers. Another key aspect of making money with lettering and lettering design is diversifying your income streams. And I always speak about this because I have built my entire business on the basis of several income streams. So relying solely on one source of income can really limit your earning potential and also leave you vulnerable to market fluctuations or to a pandemic, for instance. I always tell this story of the time when the pandemic hit here in Germany, which was beginning of 2020. I remember that the same week the pandemic was on all newspapers, the same week all the ongoing projects that we were working on were canceled, but one of them. So we were working for several client projects and all of them canceled, but one of them. And because I had built my business on several income streams, I was able to leverage other income streams that were still relevant. So I was able to promote my online classes. In fact, we had the opportunity to launch the lettering seminar as an online program throughout this time. And this really transformed the business upside down. Being able to build your business with different income streams sort of makes you bulletproof to market fluctuations, economic crisis, pandemics, and everything, any other thing that can happen that can impact your business. And I think also that the exercise of creating different income streams for your business allows you to explore different ways of monetizing your skills. Because I believe that, or I've seen that happening also with myself, that oftentimes when freelancers start a freelance business, they overly focus on the image of a client. So they're overly focused on getting more clients or finding clients. And I always say that, you know, working for clients is not the only way and not necessarily the most interesting way to monetize your skills. You can start projects that you are interested in bringing to life on your own and monetize your skills as well. So throughout the years, I have done that through starting my own product line and starting my own Etsy shop and then publishing my own books and a myriad of projects that I started on my own without the need of a client. So I want to invite you to explore different avenues for monetizing your lettering skills. You can sell prints. You can create digital downloads of your artwork. You can offer custom lettering service for events or businesses. You can teach workshops or online courses. You can collaborate with brands. You can collaborate with fellow artists. And you can also license your designs for use on products or home decor. I've discussed income streams in more detail in episode 129, which is titled, How Can I Create Income with My Lettering Work? So this is a topic that I'm really passionate about because I know that it can transform your business and your life. And in this episode, if you're interested in learning more about possible income streams and monetizing your skills, I invite you to dive deeper into that episode, episode 129. In that episode, I list the 12 ways in which I monetize my work, and you can do as well. These are all relevant ways of monetizing your skills to the date. So another thing that is important to monetize your skills is to build a brand and a portfolio that attracts clients and customers in what you want to do. So if you want to monetize your skills through client work, you need to have that solid portfolio that showcases your skills. If you want to create a product line, you need to have a consistent line of products that you offer your customers and call their attention. And your brand, and this is a simplified version or my simplified version of a brand, it needs to be a combination of your work, your story, and the values and messages you want to convey through your work. So a brand identity is not only a logotype, but it's also your story as an artist, the kind of work you create, and the things that you resonate with. So the purpose of your business, the values that you stand up for, all of this makes or creates your branding. And I always think that investing time and effort into developing a cohesive brand identity that really reflects your unique style and personality and values, it's always a good investment because this is the way that people recognizes you and the way that you will stand out in the crowd. So clients and customers will choose you over another lettering artist just because they connect with you and your unique work and your identity. So your work, and this I've learned throughout the years, that your work is not the only thing that will drive or will connect with your ideal customers and clients. Your work, but also your story, kind of like the vibe. I remember that we had in the podcast, we had Dot Lang, which is a social media specialist. He said a quote at that time, which really stayed with me, which is, your vibe attracts your tribe. So the way you project to the outside attracts the people that are ideal for you. And you as an artist, you do this through your unique work, but also your unique identity, your story. So embrace it. Curate your portfolio to showcase a diverse range of projects and styles that really show the world what you're capable of doing and also connects with your clients and shows them, hey, you know, she, he, they can do this very well. And don't forget to keep it updated with your latest work, because this is one of the mistakes that lettering artists and freelancers do, which is like they make this very big effort of putting up a portfolio online, and after it's live, they forget to update it. So remember to keep it updated with your latest projects and with your latest accomplishments. This is not the most obvious that you will expect in an episode that speaks about how to make money with your lettering skills. Remember that you are, as a lettering artist and as a lettering designer, you are working for people and you are offering a service. Whatever it is that you do, if you are working for clients and creating custom work for them, you're offering a service. If you are creating your own products and selling them online, you are offering this to other people. If you're creating digital products and you are selling them through marketplaces, you are also offering value to real people. So remember to build a strong and lasting client and customer relationship. This is really essential for long-term success. I feel that new artists and designers and creatives are overly focused on finding new clients, and they often forget about the value that lies in appreciating the ones you already have and re-engaging the ones you already have. So never forget about this. When you are working with someone, whatever it is that you do through your online shop, through selling prints, through doing client work, you are not only offering product or a service, you're also offering the experience of working with you. So keep that experience smooth and professional, and communicate with them often and establish a relationship of trust with them. Ultimately, this touch points, these relationships will be the ones that build your reputation as an artist and as a person. Now, if you're listening to this, you may be wondering how to monetize your passion for lettering, or if lettering design could be a possible creative avenue for you. So if you're ready to explore the world of lettering design and make this the year you finally make it happen, I want to invite you to join my signature program, the Lettering Seminar, which is now open for enrollment. This program has impacted the lives and work of hundreds of lettering artists. And this year, we're taking it to another level by covering the entire roadmap from learning and mastering the art of hand lettering to building a career in lettering design. So we go from the very beginning to the very end of this journey. So no matter where you are in your own journey, this program has something special for you, and I hope you will consider joining. There is a link to join the program, which is thelettering.com. Plus, this year we have gathered a dream team of instructors, which are industry leaders who will be teaching special lectures for you. Many of them have been in this podcast, and you will love to learn directly for them. I hope you join me inside the Lettering Seminar, and remember that enrollment is open until Tuesday, April 16th on thelettering.com. So again, thelettering.com. And whether you decide to join us inside the program or not, which only happens once a year, bear this in mind that if you don't join this time around, you will have to wait until next year to join. So whether you decide to join us inside the program or not, I hope you have found a lot of value in this episode and that it inspires you to start monetizing your skills. Remember, the work you create has value, and a ton of it. So thank you so much for joining today's episode, and see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.